With a home equity line of credit, if you have a loss of income, guess who you get to ask for permission to use your equity? Yourself. Now, if you have a mortgage and you have equity and you have a loss of income, and now you've got to go to the bank and say, hey, I've got a couple hundred grand of equity there that I need because my husband just lost his job. We have a loss of income. Are they going to give it to you? Not happening. You don't qualify. So the only way you're going to get access to your equity is to... How do we become both house rich and cash rich? So if you were in the mortgage world, in order to be cash rich, you have to go take that equity out of your home utilizing a mortgage and put it somewhere else and wake it up, right? Well, in doing so, now you're house poor but cash rich. So how can we both be house rich and cash rich? Is a home equity line of credit because it has liquidity. I think that's the most powerful aspect of a home equity line of credit is liquidity. You have access to your equity 24/7 with the simple stroke of a keyboard on a computer, or the swipe of your credit card that's tied to your home equity line of credit, online bill pay, you name it, 24/7. I could literally tap a button and I could move several hundred grand from this account over to that account like that. So I am both house rich because I have real estate, but I'm also cash rich because I have access to it 24/7, unlike I would be in a mortgage. And the reason why I think this is so important in today's time, two reasons. One, we're in an economic environment where the Fed is increasing interest rates just this year so far. We're in November of 2022. They've increased the federal funds rate 3.5%, 350 basis points. So the most that we've seen since 1981, the Fed is on a mission to fight inflation. And in order to do that, they have to kill the economy. They've literally come out and said, we are going to raise interest rates so high until we see unemployment go up. Unemployment go up. That means they're going to continue doing this until they see people without a job. That's the Fed, right? So how can you combat that? Liquidity. It could be you that's out of a job, right? And you know, maybe sometimes you should count your blessings that you are, because that's when you find out what you're truly made out of and you can find what your life purpose is. So you could have liquidity that is for a side hustle. Maybe it's a seed capital to start a business and replace your employer because you've created a side hustle that you're passionate about. It's also for life moments too. Something I talked about briefly at the beginning is emergencies. You know, so we had a handful of clients, probably 6 to 8 clients during the pandemic, during COVID, that came to us and said, thank you so much. Because of this strategy, we had access to capital when my husband was either furloughed or dead. And we had a couple of those where they passed away due to COVID or something tied to COVID or just something that the government claimed was COVID when they really died of the flu. Anyways, not going to get too political on you. So anyways, that's there for that emergency. And with a home equity line of credit, if you have a loss of income, guess who you get to ask for permission to use your equity? Yourself. Now, if you have a mortgage and you have equity and you have a loss of income, and now you've got to go to the bank and say, hey, I've got a couple hundred grand of equity there that I need because my husband just lost his job. We have a loss of income. Are they going to give it to you? Not happening. You don't qualify. So the only way you're going to get access to your equity is to sell your property. Well, that's not ideal. But if you always had a home equity line of credit, you've got access to your equity 24/7. So these clients came to us and said, look, it was a blip on the radar. Had a loss of income due to the pandemic. We got through that, got back on our feet, and now we're back to practicing the strategy. But because we were practicing the strategy ahead of time and had access to our equity when we needed it, we access the equity to help pay our bills. So you can mechanize a HELOC to not just be something that you're storing cash in, but you can also mechanize it to become income replacement. So it can replace your existing income. So you don't even have to make a payment to the home equity line of credit if you have access on your line. The bank will do it on your behalf. But you could take it a step further and say, hey, every month I need an additional $4,000 to replace the $4,000 that I lost during the pandemic. That's what my clients were able to do. If you do that in the mortgage, guess what happens in 4 months that you're doing that? You don't make a payment, it's time to start packing. Well, with a home equity line of credit, they were able to weather the storm. They're not late. Their credit's not being deteriorated. Yes, the HELOC balance is going up, which isn't ideal, but neither is foreclosure. So liquidity is vitally important. And I think that you should get access to as much liquidity now as possible, primarily for the number one reason, opportunities. What we're going to see in this recession is the same thing that we see in every single recession. Massive opportunities. This is when you see millionaires become billionaires. This is when you see thousandaires become mega millionaires. It's because this is when people are offloading. This is when people are caught with their pants down and things going to discount. And we can start buying up assets that we couldn't do last year or the year before because everything was being sold at a premium. Things are about to be sold on a discount and then they'll go back to a premium and that's when you can cash in. So look at it that way. Number one, it's for opportunities. Number two, it's for life moments. I hope you enjoyed this, gang. Take care. God bless.